I could smell India, I could taste India, rather than just I saw this, then I saw this, then I saw this. I mean, you actually, you know, drag me, sometimes kicking and screaming, into like what it was like to stand in a blast furnace, you know.
I'm very pleased to hear that. That is my intention all along. I mean, it's based on facts, and it took, you know, quite a lot of years of research and reporting. And I'm very proud of the reporting because I've gone to places where a lot of urban Indians don't anymore, even not journalists. So I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of the part of the last chapter where I'm hanging out with the sex workers in this little border town in Burma, or the blast furnace in the factory. But while that was the case, and I took a lot of pains with the reporting and the research, I didn't want it to be a journalist's book, and I did not want it to be a policy, you know, specialist's book. I didn't want it to be a wonk's book. Nothing wrong with a journalist's book or a wonk's book. I read them myself. They have their, you know, purposes. But while this is connected to topicality in a certain way, I really wanted it to be a nonfiction novel without making anything up. And I wanted to create that feel of the place, of the taste, of the texture. And I wanted the reader really to be immersed in it like a nonfiction novel, which I hope will be of interest 10 years from now, even when the economic questions may not be the same, or the social questions may not be quite the same. But I hope it'll survive as a nonfiction book.
The beautiful people at the beginning, they're beautiful in the People magazine sense. Mm. The damned are damned in the People magazine sense.
Yes, nice.
But by the end of it, in my head, it had flipped over.
And the title is a riff of a Scott Fitzgerald novel. And the friend of mine who gave the title, a fellow writer called Pankaj Mishra, who suggested the title, he said, well, you already have Gatsby in the first chapter, and you've got this theme going of the Gilded Age, of the Jazz Age, and of this idea of the flamboyance of the... You know, one of the reasons why people in the West, the media in the West, seems to have been especially excited by Indian capitalism in the last 10, 15 years, the kind of monsoon wedding version of it, is that there's a kind of flamboyance and colors. You know, it's what we are doing, but you know, there's some ethnic touches to it. It's capitalism with spices thrown in. And I was critical of it, but also interested in it. And then, of course, you know, there are these sort of the damned. It's really these vast masses of people who don't appear in any accounts, or if they do, it's very suspect. They always seem to be saying these rote things of, I love everything that is happening. Someday I'm going to become a millionaire. I was trying to explore that sort of very... I was using Fitzgerald and the Gilded Age as a kind of metaphor to approach contemporary India. But a very loose metaphor, because, you know, it's not like India in the 21st century. It's a replication of the United States in the 20th century. But it was a useful way to look at contrasts and how they play around with each other. But there's an ambiguousness about, I find the way you've read it very pleasing, that, you know, you find a kind of move at the end that's completed, which is my intention. And I do want the reader to decide for himself or herself who are the beautiful and who are the damned. Having said that, I also want to add that, you know, I didn't actually dislike any of the people I was writing about. And that's a very funny thing to say. Because, one of the things is that the first chapter in this book, which is about a very wealthy man, was excerpted in an Indian magazine. And then there was a defamation lawsuit, actually, from him in a very small provincial court, which issued an injunction against the chapter without giving us a chance to respond. So actually, the book's come out in India without the first chapter. It has this sort of big little sticker saying the first chapter of this book does not appear because of a court order. Now, the legal case is going on, and Penguin India has said that, you know, if they win the case, they are going to reissue the book with a full chapter. But oddly enough, this book is available in its full version everywhere around the world, except in India. But one of the things that's happened is, so I get questions. So are you angry? Well, I'm upset about what I see as a kind of, you know, I don't think it's a defamatory portrait. It's very accurately researched. It's not even It's a fairly nuanced portrait. I'm quite sympathetic to his ambitions at many points. I think I've done a good job, actually, of balancing it. So the larger question is, you know, all the people, I like some of the characters more and some of them less. But that's where, again, the novelist's idea, vision comes in. It's very hard to write about people at an extended length if you really deeply dislike them, at least for me. I mean, I have to, even if I was writing about a very dark character, you would have to enter into his or her humanity somewhere. And that's what makes a good novel a novel. And similarly here, I find the system in India quite villainous in its contrast, in its unwillingness to examine what's happening to the majority. But there aren't any villains in the book, really. And they're all, some of them are deluded, I think, that especially at the upper end. They are more deluded than villainous, basically. And below, people there are struggling. I mean, the character I'm most fond of is the waitress in the last chapter, Esther. And I'm particularly proud of that because I had to sort of bridge a gender divide, which is quite pronounced, actually, in India. It's hard to portray a woman character well based on based on research. But I think I actually managed to give life to a lot of, you see many people like that in Delhi or Bangalore and Bombay. And I think I have made her a real, she is a real person, and I've managed to portray her as one on the page.
The book is The Beautiful and the Damned, A Portrait of the New India. I've been speaking with the author, Siddharth Depp, and The Beautiful and the Damned, published by Doubleday Canada.